Hey, welcome back to As a Meter of Fact. Sarah here with part two of our local sports team conversations. I'm recording this on a Friday, and even though I've lost most of my sense of time thanks to COVID-19, it must be Friday because earlier today I typed smart hug instead of smart hub. I think we could all use a hug right about now, right? Speaking of hugs, today we're bringing you a conversation with FC Dallas head coach Luchi Gonzalez. That joke will make more sense after you listen to Coach share about how much he misses hanging out with the team in person. Last time, we talked with FC Dallas player Ryan Hollingshead about what it's like being a pro athlete who can't play yet due to the pandemic. Today, Coach Luchi shares how the team is doing and some of the ways they're adapting to the ever-changing situation.
Hi, Coach Luchi. Thanks for your time today. We mostly wanted just to know, how are you and the team doing? How are you guys dealing with the delayed season, and how can members come alongside you guys during this time?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the interest, and thanks for checking in, and we appreciate you guys. You know, you help us do what we love to do. I know right now we can't do it to its full potential, but we know with your support and everybody working together, we're gonna get through this. So no, the players are doing well, you know, and every player is different. They all have different situations. You have fathers of two, three children, even four children. So, you know, those are busy homes, and dad is in a routine where even some of the older children they have are doing online school, and that's all new. It's all new. I'm going through that myself. And then you want to keep your kids active. You don't want them sitting in front of a TV all day. You want them being outside and being active. So I think the players are showing an amazing resilience, and not just resilience, they're growing. You can see them growing, maturing, and really valuing family, friendships, and life. And so I'm really proud to see them do that. You have some of our young men who live by themselves or just with a roommate. So they're not with their family. So that's another challenge where they wish they had busier days with their family, their siblings, their parents, and they're home on their own, you know, by themselves watching Netflix, or, you know, and so that there's some redundancy there that they've had to be challenged psychologically. And so it's important that they're connected. We have technology that allows us to have a visual and an audio connection. Even though maybe not physically, you know, so I think that's allowing us to be stimulated in a positive way. So I know, so just connecting with the players, you know, we do several meetings a week that have different objectives. There's tactical video meetings we do with players with positions. So just trying to, you know, make sure there's a balanced stimulus for the players where they know they're part of something special, part of something bigger than themselves, but at the same time, we don't want to overbear them or overwhelm them in a way that they lose balance and create stress, and they're not able to, and it's harder, and we don't want to make it harder for them, but at the same time, it shouldn't be easy either, because we want to grow, and you don't grow if you're just always in your comfort zone. You grow when you're on that border of comfort and not comfort. And so I think we're doing it in a healthy way. We're doing it together. We get feedback from them. So we're going along together in this, but I'm really proud of them, and we're just going to keep going. We have potentially, we can start individual workouts at the facility. We're going through protocols, getting that approved this week. Maybe we can start next week. We'll see. But those are some of the things. I hope that gives you a pretty decent update.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys have a solid routine, and it's exciting to hear the possibility of doing some practices coming up. What would you say has been an unexpected highlight during this kind of strange season?
That's a great, I haven't had that question.
Yeah.
No, just because, you know, almost every day is a new, it's like a new challenge. And or certainly that's my mentality. I don't want to do something today that it was exactly the same yesterday or last week. Like, I don't think every Monday should be exactly the same. I don't think every I'm big on, we have a saying in our staff that development should never be linear, that it should be cyclical. Like, it should never be just, there's never this straight line of development. It doesn't happen. You need to have little peaks and valleys, and even these little, you know, rotations that there's a little stress, and then there's a feeling of success, and then the stress, and then excitement. And I think, you know, I think we're creating that here, even though we're not training on the field, even though we're not playing games in the stadium or away in another environment, hostile environment. I think we're naturally competitive, and we want to make sure we're feeling those sensations in a Zoom meeting, or I'm training with my kids in my backyard. And it's funny because I'm pretty much taking out my my coach angst on them every day in terms of like just the warm up, the exercises they're doing. And I'm on them. And you know, that, you know, dad's not dad right now. Dad's coach. When this is done, then dad will be dad again, you know? And it kind of shocked my kids the first 2 weeks, but it's been pretty beautiful too, because I saw their habits change. I saw them show more focus, more respect, improve. They got more reps. They taught me some things too about development, because I haven't coached the youngest ages in a long time. My son is 6. My daughter is 11. She turns 12 tomorrow. Those ages are a much different challenge than the U17s or the U19s or the professional, you know? And so I have to adapt to them. They're adapting to me, but it's giving me that kind of, that adrenaline, that excitement every day to be active, to teach, to influence. And whether it's with my son who's 6 years old, or whether it's with Retro Ziegler, who's played 2 World Cups, if I can be there to support them and help them grow, then I feel a purpose. I feel a purpose. So, and then I know the support staff, man, they've really stepped it up. Our physical coach, Vander, he's been amazing. Just with the video support of the exercises and the progressions and keeping the GPS points and monitoring that. I mean, the guy's been amazing, and we wouldn't be being able to survive this moment without our physical coach, Vander. And I want to give him a lot of credit. Our support staff, excellent, just very attentive, reaching out to the players, communicating with them, their video breakdowns with the players, high level. I'm so proud of them. And then the players' response, open and wanting feedback, and so I feel like we're touching a lot of the sensations that we would if we were just in a normal session, the best we can. So there's nothing like training on the field or playing games together, and there's nothing like giving a player a hug. There's nothing like that. You know, we're gonna try our best to get as close to that as possible, even when we come back to normality in the future. You know, we're all going to be modified in our behaviors, and you know, but yeah, I miss hugging. I'm a touchy feely kind of human being and coach, and I hope in the right way. but I think it's important to answer your question. Sorry, I'm long winded here, but that's been the hardest, is just not physically giving a player a hug or putting an arm around his shoulder, or you know, those are things that can sound maybe not important, but I think they improve connections. So I've had to really be creative in how I can connect with them, with my words, with my tone, with my body language, with my text, with my email, and just in other ways that maybe I didn't have to do so much before.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate your honesty about that. It is really an interesting time to be able to figure out new ways or additional ways of showing that kind of affection for friends and loved ones, for sure. Is there anything fun that you guys have been able to do? I mean, you've talked about these Zoom calls, breakout sessions. Anything else you've been able to do that's been fun as a team?
Yeah, so we did a physical. When we do our workouts, players, they wear their GPS units. So there's a competition amongst the players of, you know, the intensity, their distances. So I think it's fun. I'm the coach. I don't know how much fun they it's, you know, they're professionals. So they're all going to have their different viewpoints on it, but they're executing it quite well. But I think the fun in it is like the banter, you know, where they get to talk to each other, and there's a competitive spirit amongst the group. So, and then we had some players that were tied in their points, so we did some trivia for tiebreakers, and those are pretty funny. Nice. We did an exercise where we had all the players send me baby pictures. And then I posted them and the players had to guess who they were. And they were pretty funny. There was some that were spot on. There were some that were no clue. And the range of baby pictures were pretty hilarious. And just the times they were taken and how they were taken and what they were wearing. And so those were funny. I was by far the ugliest baby, you know, and of all those pictures. So the guys had a good laugh on that one. Nice. But yeah, I had to work hard for this look. This wasn't natural, you know. So, yeah. but no, that was fun and just normal, you know. I've been, you know, just joking with the players, just seeing them in the Zoom and just, hey, you know, did you get a haircut? Hey, what's up with that mustache? You know, hey, our meeting was really long last time because you kept asking questions. You know, like just that kind of locker room banter where it's okay if. If I'm gonna dish it, I gotta take it too, you know. So the players they give it back to me or the staff. So that and we try to have fun in that way. We want to have that kind of environment. But when it's time to take care of business and be focused, and you know if you have and be serious in a topic, the players do that as well. So I think they have a good way of transitioning into fun, but then firm, and then fun, and then firm. You know.
Yeah. That sounds definitely like you guys have that going on. You may have mentioned this in one of the interview questions earlier, but it sounds like the time frame for physical games is still up in the air. It's still kind of to be determined. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, there's speculation that end of July, maybe August. I know Germany is supposed to start here in a week or two, in closed door. Spain, in Italy. And England potentially next month. So there's that talk. For us, you know, I think we're going to salvage the season. I think we're going to do something again unprecedented with the format of it. So I'm hopeful that we will play, and I'm hopeful that it will be safe to play. I think everyone's going to need to get tested, and then they're going to have to be reoccurring tests before put games, just to make sure everybody's not going to contaminate one another and that kind of thing. But, you know, just in this first phase of doing individual training, figuring this out, that's a challenge in itself. I'm really hopeful we're going to be able to provide safe and positive environments doing this next phase. But once you start talking about groups, small groups, and then bigger groups, you're talking about, you know, physical contact. And that's where that's going to be new for us and how we deal with that. And Germany's kind of going through that right now in the Bundesliga. Then they had some cases of some players testing positive in different teams. And so then they were very worried. I mentioned that earlier in this, they were very worried for about 24 to 48 hours. And then they kind of got through it, and then they neutralized it, and they continued. So we might go through something ourselves. We're not going to know unless we try, mm-hmm. You know, as long as what we feel we're doing is in the best interest, safety and well-being of our players, then I think it's worth trying and then learning from it and trying again.
Many of our members, you know, live in places like Frisco, McKinney, Denton County, and a lot of them are fans of you guys. Is there anything you'd like to share with them or tell them?
Yeah, so, you know, they're a big reason why we do what we do. We feel their energy, their passion. We're a growing club, and I feel like we've got an amazing history in front of us, and it's gonna take a lot of sacrifice and hard work and commitment of believing and hoping and positive and thoughts. And so we're connected with them. You know, I love our fan base. They help me be a better coach, a better man, a better father. And, you know, I've met with a lot of the leadership and some of the fan groups and then season ticket holders and amazing human beings. Just really care about our players and so I've gotten some great feedback from them too, you know, about how we can keep growing as a club and but at the same time, you know, I want them to know that we're thinking of them, and they're a big motivation for us. They're a big reason why we have to be strong to get through this and fight for the jersey again. So we love them, and we know we're going to be together soon enough. Even if we start playing and it's closed door, we know they're going to be watching us on their computer or their phone or their TV and giving us love and support. And but eventually we will have a safe environment where we can connect with them and for me, even physically, where I can get some hugs and some high fives to our fans.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And again, thank you. FC Dallas gave Rosa's Cafe gift cards to all of our line workers, the guys who work on the utility poles and restore power outages after they occur last month for Lineman Appreciation Day. So thank you guys for your generosity, caring for our linemen during this pandemic as well. So just wanted to give you guys a shout out for that. And
no, pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for your time, Lucci. Appreciate it.
Sure. All thanks right. for being on, guys.
You bet. Thanks.
As y'all heard Jason say at the end there, we want to thank FC Dallas again for providing Rosa's Cafe gift cards last month to CoServe operations and construction crews. This includes our CoServe linemen and CoServe gas field crews, the guys who climb the poles and repair cut gas lines. Their work hasn't stopped during this pandemic, and we greatly appreciate FC Dallas for recognizing them as the frontline workers they are. CoServe and FC Dallas have partnered on several youth sports and education initiatives since 2017, including mini pitches, student scholarships, and teacher recognitions. Thank you, FC Dallas, for being a community partner, for your generous donation to our operations team, and thinking of our employees during this unprecedented and difficult time. That wraps up our conversations with FC Dallas. Next time, Jason and I talk with the Frisco Rough Riders to hear how things are going with their team. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy, CoServe community.